I'm just going to kind of reiterate everything. Good morning again. We started our meeting at approximately 9:15. This is a special meeting called to approve the easement and boundary agreement with James K., between James K. and the RLRD. Prior to recording this, we voted, we had a vote to record this meeting and all subsequent meetings. Jean made the motion, Dave seconded, all of us voted in favor. Now, the next item on the agenda is to approve paying for this recorder. And it was $100, Dave?
It was $102.
$102. So I need a motion to, do we need to reimburse you or Radio Shack?
No, I paid for it already.
Okay,
I paid for it, so I'll just give the bill to Rhonda.
Okay.
The bill is able.
All right. So I need a motion to, that Bill Szabo reimburse Dave for the recorder.
I move we reimburse Dave for the cost of the recorder.
Okay, second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're all in favor.
Who's present?
The people, the commissioners who are present today, Deb Amick, Jean Morton, and Dave Hirsch. There are no other, although we had posted the notice last Friday on both doors, and I also sent a public information notice to the Times, Olean Times Herald. There are no other people here in the audience. Okay. So, we have all had a chance to read the agreement that Charlie Matarana from Hiscock and Barkley, our attorney, has approved between the RLRD and James K. Charlie melded both the boundary and the easement agreements into one, made some other changes, made sure that the back lot dock owners on trail
two and three,
make sure that they are able to access, continue to access their docks. And because all of that has been put into order, we have, excuse me, do we want to, I'll get that. That might be.
That's a fax.
Oh, okay. That's my fax. Okay. Because Charlie has approved this and has given me directions on how to sign in front of a notary, and then there is a document for the IRS that I have to sign, and that has to go back to Charlie. Charlie has instructed me, once all the documents are signed, to actually sign several original signatures, and then to UPS these back to his office today, and there's a UPS store right in Belmont, so I will be taking care of that. So I need...
I'll make a motion that we accept the agreement under our lawyer's referring us to accept
advisement.
Okay. Advice to accept it. So I'll make a motion.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
So Dave made the motion, and Jean seconded. Bill, this is Deb Amick. Good. We're actually having a meeting. We had a break in the meeting while I answered the phone. Bill Szabo had a couple questions about some bills for Rhonda, and since Rhonda isn't here, I couldn't really answer his questions, but we're back into session. We voted?
Yes.
You made the motion. Jean seconded. All of us were in favor.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Dave, you had an issue you wanted to bring up.
I have an issue with Trail 9 erosion project. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're just waiting for the approval from the DEC and the Army Corps of Engineers. And we already have two bids in, and we're waiting for Bobby Pomeroy, and there's going to be another one coming in.
So there'll be four bids.
There should be four bids. But I just wanted to get the approval. Right now, we know what the two bids are. One is $18,000 and one's $17,500. But we have to wait for the other two bids coming in. Bobby Pomeroy had mentioned to me what his idea what may be, but he doesn't even know if he could do it, you know, what his price would be. I'll talk to him today. Was to rent the machinery, you know, pay for the fuel. We'd pay for the fuel, and then we would pay the operators. But at that time, he thought that it was going to be a lot more money, but I still don't have an exact figure. I should have one today. But I just wanted permission that once all the bids are in and everything is in place by the Army Corps of Engineers and the DEC, that I would call everyone. I would call everyone on the board just to get their second okay. But I would just like to make a motion right now that once we get everything in place, that we'd be able to move ahead with this project once I make calls to everyone on the board.
I don't think we can do that legally.
Okay.
You can't? So then we're going to, otherwise we may have to have another special meeting once we get the approval from the Army Corps of Engineers.
Well, being honest with you, I don't think probably things will be done anyway until January 15th when our next meeting is.
Well, so. I don't know. I'm just hoping that we get them in the first week of January.
But we can't. Make a decision over
my
the phone.
My question is when is the deadline on these bids?
Did you see the ad in the paper?
I don't know if it was an ad posted.
I've seen the ad in the paper, and I do not remember. And I've thrown the paper out since. So.
But you did see the ad?
Oh, yeah.
There was an ad for bids?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Then I think...
The ad came from the Corps of Engineers.
Okay.
I think what we're going to have to do is wait until Rhonda comes back, which she seems like she would have a copy of that paper.
Okay, because I don't think that.
Yeah, okay. So wait until Monday.
Okay. I would like it verified when this bid date was up or is up. Mm-hmm. And if they come in after the date, we cannot accept those bids.
Exactly.
Regardless of what it is.
Mm-hmm. See, what I'll do is possibly today I could check with Rhonda. I'll call her later, and then if not, make sure that it was posted for sure. But Gene said he did see it from the Army Corps of Engineers. Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure we have all our bases covered.
Right. Yeah, I would say that's probably about the only thing you can do, but we can't.
Okay, that's fine.
Unless we have
that's
a special fine. Meeting, we cannot.
But we may have to because come the middle of January, if they could have this job started before the first week of January, that's a week that they could have been working on it. That's okay.
One more thing before, I know we had talked about going into executive session. One more thing. Because we're trying to save the district money, and something that's being done all over New York State, but in fact all over the country now, when you have, for example, I have the youth court. There's Office for the Aging, the elderly. Because we can access only so many tax dollars, of course our youth court doesn't use any tax dollars. It's all grants, gifts, and donations. But what a lot of people are turning to now is foundations. And the advantage of a foundation is you can give money to a foundation and get a tax write-off. It's a gift, okay? And then the foundations can make donations to, like, Office for the Aging, for the elderly, like their Meals on Wheels. We have a foundation for our youth court that can make donations to the youth court. It's been proposed to me that to start a Rushford Lake Foundation. Doesn't involve us at all, other than the fact that we can accept donations from this foundation to do such things as put more picnic tables at the dam area, maybe actually even set up a pavilion at the dam area. I guess what I'm asking, and we don't have to, if they specify that the money that they donate or a donation that they make goes for something, we don't have to accept it. But I would like a general consensus that this might be a good idea.
Well, number one, being a municipality, is that ever, is that possible that can be done?
Yes.
Then we ought to set up a foundation in the town of Canadea.
We don't do anything. It's this outside group that wants to set up a foundation and then make donations to us.
Okay, we're not. This board is not going to be involved or would not be involved.
Except we have to approve accepting the money. It's like our youth court. Before we could access the funds, we had to approve the grant. That's how the county government works. We can't just, me as director of the youth court, I couldn't just say, oh, thanks for your donation. We had to actually go to the Board of Legislators and get their approval to accept it. So all we have to do, we're not involved with the raising of the money or anything. All we have to do is approve. Say, for example, the foundation says, we've got $200 toward a picnic table. We have to approve that. Or not approve it. I know it sounds almost too good to be true, doesn't it?
Well, no, but I mean, I'm wondering, number one, if it's even legal for our municipality to be involved in any aspect of that, and number two, the cost of our lawyers to approve or to go through all the paperwork that's involved with that.
I don't think our lawyers have to be involved. I can ask, if you want me to, I can ask Charlie if it's legal for us to accept.
I would like to see that.
Okay, all right. So that, I would be very glad to have Charlie rule on whether or not we can accept donations from a foundation. I'm sure we can because we do it at the county level, but we have to, the only thing the commissioners have to do, if it is legal, is to approve it. But if you don't like how the donation is going to be spent, then you disapprove it.
Okay. In other words, the public county public works can accept money from a donation, mm-hmm. or from a foundation, I mm-hmm. should say.
Yes, they can.
I think it's just basically almost like a fire department. They accept mm-hmm. donations, and they'll spend the money on mm-hmm. fire equipment or whatever they may need. And this money here would be spent on improving the lake.
Improving areas of that,
around
yes,
the lake.
Yes. But I will have Charlie, if you fellas agree, I will have Charlie give us something in writing through an email. How's that?
I'll make a motion. We contact our lawyer. Okay. To see if it's legal for us to accept or be involved with accepting money from a donor, from a foundation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good. All right. Now, I think, is there any other business that we need to discuss today?
As far as I know, I have no other business. The only business I'll follow up on what I have to, and then if we need a special meeting, maybe we may have to call another special meeting.
I have nothing.
You have nothing? And I have nothing more. I just wanted to mention about the foundation. So with that being said,
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
You want to make a motion to go into executive session, Dave?
I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Put that thing on pause.
Before we go into executive session, Gene is absolutely right. We have to give a reason why we're going into executive session. And Dave, why are we going into executive session? To discuss personnel.
Personnel issues.
Correct?
Yes.
Personnel issues. Okay. Again, Dave, you make that motion. Gene?
I second it.
and we're all in favor?
Yes.
Okay.
Aye.
Thank you. This concludes our executive session. I need a motion to come out of executive.
I move we come out of executive session and go back to regular session.
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
The time is 10:10. All right. After having discussed personnel issue, Dave, do you have a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we hire a part-time secretary at a fee of $10 per hour. And I'd like to have a posting for the job, and all applications have to be in by February 2nd. This job would be up to 15 hours per week, and there will be Saturday work come springtime and in the summertime. It may not be every Saturday, but possibly every other Saturday. And that would be it. And then we'll interview the people in our February meeting, and we can make our choice.
The February meeting's important.
It's February. I'm not sure what the date is.
That's the February meeting.
That's the February meeting.
I believe it's around the 12th or something, maybe.
We're on Fridays or Thursdays.
Thursday.
We're on Thursdays. There's the February 12th.
The February 12th.
And then there's the 19th.
The 19th, I won't be here. I think
you
it was, the,
be, so
I think it was
12.
The 12th.
Okay. All right, so Dave made the motion.
I second the motion.
Gene seconded the motion. Are we all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All three are in favor. And with this, is there any other business to come before the Board of Commissioners?
No, not as of this time.
I need a motion then to adjourn.
I move we adjourn the meeting.
And I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 11 after 10.